Oasis Audio presents Flash Gordon, Book Number 5, The Witch Queen of Mongo, by Alex Raymond and Con Stephenson. Read for you by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. Heat lightning flashed beyond Black Cat Mountain, silhouetting the low-lying desert ranch laboratory of Dr. Hans Zarkov in the distance. From 20 miles away in the flat, empty desert, Flash Gordon saw the outlines of the buildings and turned to Dale Arden beside him in the seat of the X-905 WM sport car. "We're almost there, Dale," he said with a smile. "I hope this puts an end to your worries about our safety." Flash was a strapping young man with curly blonde hair, blue eyes, and an engaging smile. He was dressed in loose-fitting sports clothes with an open collar and trim slacks.
"Go on," Dale said ruefully. "Tell me I'm just a silly girl. But I've been feeling very odd about this trip."
She was a slender, dark-haired girl in her early 20s, slightly tall for a woman, but pleasantly feminine in an outdoorsy way. Dressed in a short skirt and blouse, she was a perfect specimen of the Earth female. "Come on," said Flash, trying to tease his companion out of her strange mood. "We'll be there in a few minutes. Doc Zarkov will tell us why he invited us out on such short notice, and we can all sit back and have a good laugh at your fears."
"I hope so," said Dale between pinched lips. She glanced again out into the darkness of the desert, which stretched away into vast emptiness all around them. In the distance to the rear of them, she could see the vague glow of Megalopolis West, which they had left over 2 hours before.
Flash sighed. "All right, out with it. What do you think is bothering you?"
"I think someone is watching us, Flash," said Dale. "I can't help it."
Flash waved his arm vaguely toward the vast space about them. "Now who could be doing that? You can see for miles."
"I know," Dale said worriedly, "but I can't get it out of my mind."
The X-905 WM zoomed along the flat road that cut across the desert as straight as an arrow.
"If only Doc Zarkov wasn't such a boor about his darned old lab," she complained, snorting. "We could fly in with one of the air cars. But no, he's got to have all that security nonsense. Radar traps, anti-magnetic nets, the works."
"You know, Doc," Flash said gently.
"He could have turned off all the scanners until we got down safely," she said, grumbling. "But no, he makes us crawl to him in an ordinary terrestrial car."
"I haven't seen Doc for 6 months, Dale. I'll be glad to see him. I don't know what's gotten into you."
Dale shrugged. "I don't either." She looked about her again suspiciously. "There's something out there, Flash."
It was extremely dark in the desert where Flash was driving between Megalopolis West and Zarkov's famous Triple Z Rancho in the middle of the Mojave Desert, USA, Earth. It was 11:30 at night. He had gotten the vidphone call from Zarkov at about 9, and had then picked up Dale at the World Council building, where they both now worked, and had driven across the valley and into the mountains in his X-905 sport car, the newest World Motors model for terrestrial driving.
"Did he give you any hint about what he wants to show us?" Dale asked.
"No." Dale sat there rigidly, with her hands clasped in her lap. "I hope it's not one of those bothersome practical jokes of his." Flash did not have time to respond. The transformation occurred so suddenly that he did not even see the change in the landscape or in the lighting. That is, there was no end to the night and the desert and no beginning to the brightly lighted, strange, indescribable terrain through which they were driving.
"Flash!"
Dale gasped, her eyes wide. Flash turned to her with a frown.
"What happened?"
I don't know." Instinctively, Flash slowed down the X-905 and stared out at the strange terrain. It did not resemble Earth at all, or wilderness, or even a moonscape of mineral formations. It was indeed a most strange and unbelievable sight. It seemed to Flash, in his dazed mind, that they were driving through a giant mound of ice cream, topped with chocolate sauce and a bright red maraschino cherry. The car rolled to a stop. Flash flipped the off switch. He stared out the side of the car. "I'd swear I was having an hallucination," he said, half to himself.
"Me too," said Dale. It looks like," and
they both said it together, "an ice cream sundae." Dale sat up straight.
"It's one of Zarkov's little tricks, you can bet on that. Mass hypnotism, perhaps."
Flash nodded. "I think you may be right." He glanced out once again, and the scene had not appreciably changed. The ice cream terrain rose from the pavement upon which the car rested, sloping up into a rounded
Sample complete. Ready to continue?